That's a nice top you're in.
Cashmere.
Have I changed?
Did my big shop at Waitrose yesterday.
Oh, you've got a nice one near you.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Can't wait to come round.
Thank you. I'll invite you.
Thank you. Sorry, hang on, my headphones are basically, I can hardly hear myself. Can you do something about that, or is that me down here? I feel I sound a bit distant.
Which one is it?
Oh, could you twiddle my knob?
I don't know which one is it.
I don't know. We'll twiddle something.
And... No, because is it that one?
Da 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 da. 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2 3
Ben, are you ready? Hello and welcome to Hello and welcome to a special episode of Help I Sense. What? Come on.
Sorry.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, we've missed this.
I've missed this. It's only been a week, but I've missed this.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Help I Sexted My Boss. Let us introduce you to the Help I Sexted My Boss Advent Calendar.
Yes, now normally this is the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. But this December, every day up until the big one...
Every day.
Jordan and I will be your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas.
We might not agree on every Christmas tradition, but there will be plenty of advice and festive fun along the way, because let's face it, we didn't really have a Christmas last year.
No.
So we might be a bit rusty this year.
Did you have an advent calendar as a child?
Yeah.
Do you still have an advent calendar?
I remember when I was about... Do you remember when I lived at home?
Last week.
No, before we moved down to London. I lived in the box room. Remember one year my mum didn't get me an advent calendar because she said I was too old. I was about 27, 28, and I kicked off. It's like, you're never too old for an advent calendar.
Well, no, you can have an advent calendar at any age. Mm. But as a child, did you have a religious one with just pictures behind it? Or did you have one of the common ones with chocolate?
Why would you just get a calendar with pictures behind it?
Well, that's traditionally what an advent calendar... We'll discuss this, I'm sure, in detail at some point.
But... I had the one with chocolate.
Yeah.
And hear me out, advent calendar chocolate's the best. It's like that cheap milk chocolate that I love.
Okay.
There's a Kinder Bueno advent calendar this year.
Is there? Have you got it ready?
Well, no, just lots of people have been tweeting me about it. So.
Well, there's only one advent calendar you need this year.
Yeah.
The Help I Sexed My Boss one.
And what is it going to be? Just every day it's going to be?
Every day, little episode, and we're going to talk about a different Christmas little tradition or moment.
Okay, great.
It's going to be great fun. Also, away from advent calendars, we have now finished our tour. Mm-hmm. We had our last night in Newcastle.
Yep.
Which went slightly chaotically.
It was on Halloween, though.
So. It was on Halloween. I think quite a few of the audience came dressed up, I think.
No, don't think any of them.
Was that just how they look?
Yeah.
Okay. But we had a nice time. Although, we had a nice time once Ben and I arrived.
Yeah. Do you want to tell everybody about your journey?
So, Jordan and Stuart, our executive producer...
Hello there, like... No one... I'm in the van with Jordan and I'm on my way up now, pet. No, I've gone Geordie. I've gone fucking Geordie. Hang on. Wait, let me get in a carriage. Don't just
fling
that on me. I need to prepare for my impressions. Right.
Okay.
Now, it's Stuart here now and I'm in the van with Jordan and I'm on the way up to Newcastle. No, I've gone Geordie again. Should we just move on from that? I need to work on the Stuart impression. Stuart's our executive producer. Would you like some coke and some fizzy pop and some sweets for the journey, Jordan?
So anyway, yes, you two were coming by van, in the tour van, from Manchester.
We put the world to rights in that van.
I bet you did. Ben, Mikey and me were sitting on the train from London. It was meant... No.
Ben, Mikey and I.
Ben, Mikey and me. You could have either. Ben, the three of us were sitting on the train. It was meant to take 3 hours from King's Cross. We left at 10:30 in the morning. We arrived at the venue at 7:05 p.m. and I walked on stage with you at 7:30. Mm-hmm. It took 8 hours on that train.
Yeah.
It was an absolute delight.
Meanwhile, can I just say, I felt so sorry for you both, because I have been there where I've been stuck on trains, and let me tell you, there is a lot worse things, but there's nothing worse. It's not nice being stuck on a train.
We weren't even in first class.
And it didn't help that I was in the bath in my hotel at the Hilton. I was ordering room service and sending pictures in the WhatsApp group.
It was very much appreciated as we sat in standard when the train had run out of food and drink. There were screaming children. There were some very noisy people from Sheffield, just to annoy me, behind me in the seats, who had to phone their entire phone book to tell everybody that they were stuck on the train. It was an absolute delight to see you having room service in your bath in a nice hotel.
In a robe.
Yeah. Ben had a bottle of wine that I think had been gifted to us that we were going to share, all four of us, as it's the last night of the tour. Ben and I finished that off on the train together.
Yeah, cheers for giving me some.
You had room service.
Yeah, fair one.
Anyway, all things considered, it was actually quite a good show. Your batteries ran out halfway.
My batteries ran out halfway, and we had no seats.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Sorry to everyone.
Well, you and I had seats.
Yeah, but...
I felt a bit bad.
The audience didn't have any seats. They had to stand for the entire show.
We won't go into it, but it was nothing to do with us, and we apologise. But hopefully we gave you a good show.
Lots to look forward to. We will be back on the 1st of December for the very first episode of Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. Don't forget to get in touch by email at helpisexedmyboss.com. Tweet or send us a message on Instagram at sexedmyboss.
Goodbye.